This is HPR episode 2177 entitled Knowledge Interconnection, the TIE Express Hack. It is hosted by Spaceman and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, learn things that empowers you and interconnects with other of your knowledge.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Well, hello to all hackers. Today, I'm really excited to talk about this. Knowledge interconnection, the TIE Express hack. Doesn't that sound cool? Anyway, let's go on with it. I just made this thing up, knowledge interconnection. But what I refer is whatever you're putting the energy into learning, because you do control what you want to learn. And where you put that energy, like what you're learning, you should actually focus and filter to only learn things that you can create a system in your head where you're doing something, you are like binding all of those knowledge all together. For a small example would be aquaponics. I don't know if you know aquaponics, but it's basically combining the knowledge of fish with plants and creating a system where you feed the fish, they take a shit, and then that shit puts nutrient in the soil for the plants, and then the plants filter the water for the fish. So it's basically a loop of knowledge that just recursively call upon one another. And this is what I'm about to tell you when a hacker orders something at TIE Express. Well, first of all, don't get me wrong here. If it's the purpose of you is saving money, just going to a restaurant is dumb fuck. You're a dumb fuck. If you want to save money, just don't go to a restaurant. Well, you know, it's okay to go to a restaurant from time to time, especially with friends. I only go when friends do ask me to go there. Now, I'm going to basically tell you how a drone, your everyday guy who's not into hacking, how they would order at TIE Express. So they would go there and order meat, and you would have less energy because of what they're eating. They would contribute to killing the planet because they're eating meat, and then they're going to throw everything in the garbage. They're going to throw like the fucking plastic they have. They're going to throw everything. And that's pretty much it. They paid when you order meat, it's for about $14. So they would pay $14, $14. And they would just eat and get out. Just the way society just told them to do. But here's how a hacker like me orders. And you'll see that all the knowledge that I know is interconnected just by doing a purchase. So basically, right off the bat, I'm going there and I look like I order it vegan, which means that I have more energy to do more things. Like I have a small business and I do programming. So because I'm ordering a certain type of food, I am already I'm already more fucking performant just because of what I'm ordering. Right off the bat, I have a huge advance. But here's how it goes. I ask for 3 extra noodles and 75 cents for an extra noodle. So I just paid $2.50 and I got another meal, an extra meal for $2.50. So when you order it vegan, it's $10 instead of $14. And I get to pay $2.50 to have an extra meal. Now, I don't throw away the plastic. I keep it to grow food in. It's a container. So instead of taking that plastic and throwing it, I keep it for food growing. Now, Asking an extra noodle is thinking in terms of a metasploit. It's an exploit that I'm exploiting. It's nothing. And keeping the plastic is a DIY thing. It's do-it-yourself kind of a thing. Instead of going to buy plastic, I'm just doing some problem solving and saying, hey, I have access to a container there, so I'm going to keep it. And for the wooden sticks, there's two possibilities. Either I keep it for a fire. I do have a fireplace. And if I keep it, it's just I don't have to go and buy, you know, sticks. It's just, yeah, and they do, you have the options of taking peanuts. If nuts are quite expensive, so I always take 3 bags. I use one and I keep 2. And that's pretty much it. And when I'm carrying them, I'm carrying them in a bag. And the bag that I'm carrying it with is a bag of rice. I purchase rice and I keep the fucking bag, so I don't have to purchase other bags. So you see how my knowledge is interconnected. I recycle. I find some exploit to pay a bit more and have way more food than I should have. And because I'm into, and I decided to grow food, I keep the material to grow food with. And because I'm growing food, it means that I have to work less hours. I have to not sell out. I don't have to have a job that I don't like because I'm fucking growing food. So you see how fucking beautiful hacking is? Can't you see that you don't need a computer to program? To me, it's programming. Computer is a tool that you use to program. I agree with that. But programming is everywhere, my friend. And when you learn hacking and you really learn what hacking means and the spirit of a hacker, that'll be another podcast. But this is the kind of results that you can get for yourself in your life. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's sustainable. It's intellectually stimulating. It's intellectually satisfying. You're like, shit, I'm creating this system of loop of benefits for myself that I can share with others as well. And then people could, like, I'm telling you this, and you could actually improve what I'm saying. You could say, hey, you could actually use that for this and that and that. Like, I don't pretend to be, like, a genius or something and bow and listen to me. No, I'm just here. Like, I see life as a circle, and you basically enter the circle, you give, and then you receive back as well. And we just keep on upgrading ourselves. So this is pretty much it. So I hope you liked it. And, you know, the goal is, I'm not saying go to Thai Express and fucking do that. I'm just saying, like, start applying it in other sphere of your life. Start applying it in other things. Like when I purchase spaghetti sauce, I always try to find a glass container and I fucking keep it, whatever I'm doing. And I don't use plastic bags and all that. And whenever I use a bag, I use the rice bags when I purchase rice. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Happy hacking. You can find me on loadaverage.org/spaceman1.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.